Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
From unsolved mysteries to unexplained phenomena, from comedy gold to relationship fails, Amazon Music's got the most ad-free top podcasts, included with Prime. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
On today's show, day one of the Manitoba Summer Fair. Will Friday fireworks even happen? It's a big maybe. Canada 1, Florida 0 in the Stanley Cup Final. Some interesting dynamics at play between our two political leaders, between Canada and the United States, and their connections to the hockey teams involved in the Stanley Cup Final coming up on the show. Also, Nintendo Switch. Oh my gosh, the lineups are long. The arcade fury is intense. They have more computing power in the palm of your hand than like 10 arcades back in the 80s. What is all the hubbubaloo about the new Nintendo Switch that everyone's asking for? Not very many can get their hands on, thus the lineups. Also, it's ketchup day today. Weird things people put ketchup on. We're also going to get into the hot versus cold debate. Cold, straight out of the refrigerator? Or do they like to have it room temperature? Yes, we touch on the important issues. Actually, since we do talk a fair amount about travel, regrettably, we have a story involving the U.S. travel ban. The United States of America is going to impose the largest travel ban in that country's history, effective Monday. Somewhere in the neighborhood between 12 and 19 countries will be involved, and we'll take a look at that and how it may affect us here in Canada. Day two of the Manitoba Summer Fair gets underway at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Hope you had a great day one. Looks as if the 18th Street construction has largely moved just south of the 18th and Richmond intersection. So from what I can tell, it's a minimal impact to the fair. They are still working on 18th Street, largely in front of the Shoppers Mall over the next day or two as they continue to move southward. But I know there was a great deal of concern regarding the Manitoba Summer Fair, traffic tie-ups and stuff. Fear not if you're headed to the fair and worried about the construction happening on 18th Street. The Edmonton Oilers in overtime got it done 4-3. The whole country has gone nuts for the Oilers. No, they're Canada's team. And what I find interesting is that Mark Carney, our new prime minister, while he was born in the Northwest Territories, he was raised in Edmonton. Donald Trump, basically, when he's not in Washington, he spends the vast majority of his time in Florida. Yeah, I don't think the media has really made as much of this series as really they should. They get up the ante a little bit. This could be a Mark versus Donnie moment. We should get into some betting. Why not? The Oilers win, we get California. How about that? Let's make it interesting. You want Canada so bad, let's bet. We're up one in the series, 1-0. So we kind of got the lead already. But we win, we get Cali. Nick has a better bet idea. He says, Oilers win, we get Cali. Panthers win, they get Saskatchewan. We'll settle like it's the beautiful middle of the country, the heartland. It's beautiful 12 months of the year. Time for a rodeo. Skydancer Casino's got the rodeo this weekend. The PRAC rodeo lands tomorrow and goes all weekend, and it's free to go. So if you're a fan of the rodeo and your budget is in the neighborhood of, free, the big car show's coming up June 27th and 28th. Gary LaVox of Rascal Flatts will bring his performance to the grounds on July the 12th. That's a Saturday show. Looking forward to an outdoor concert. It's all at the Skydancer Casino, where the sky's the limit. June 5th through 8th is the truckload mattress sale. The Beauty Rest Door Crasher, $3.99. Holy cow. That is a queen mattress. The lowest ever price ever seen on this mattress. $399? Go see them in the West End, leons.ca, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. RMF Pipestone Handy Van. The Sandy Lake Elphinstone Handy Van. The Verdun Odd Restoration Committee. Christian Heritage School. Burroughs Trail Arts Council. Those five groups together collectively getting nearly $47,000 with the Sunrise Credit Union Building Communities Grant Program. They'll be doing this again in the fall. Sunrisecu.mb.ca. A little bit of a haze again. That's kind of standard operating procedure. With so many fires burning to the north, 14,000 people out of their homes evacuated. And it's nice to see that the province and the federal government have stepped up to match donations. So if you have wanted to give to the Red Cross relief effort involving those displaced because of the wildfires, keep in mind that every dollar, so if you give $5, that's like a $15 donation. The government of Canada and the government of Manitoba will match donations to the Wildlife Appeals until June the 27th. Every $1 becomes $3 to support the families and individuals affected by the wildfires. So you give $20 becomes $60. You give $100, it becomes $300 as those two levels of government step up. That's fantastic. Nintendo Switch. In the U.S., a chaotic pre-order process in April left some fans frustrated after the consoles quickly sold out. In Japan, the new consoles were sold through a competitive lottery system that had 2.2 million applications. That is insane. The new console comes with a larger and higher resolution screen than its predecessor, with improved processing power offering smoother and more vivid graphics. Nintendo has said it expects to sell 15 million Switch 2 consoles for the fiscal year. The company has promised to roll out attractive software for the Switch 2 later this year, including Legends of Zelda, a Pokemon title, and a Kirby game. Nintendo capitalizing on the launch with the opening of a store in San Francisco and the World Amusement Facility in Orlando, both set for later this month. The Switch 2's rollout arrives at an uncertain time for much of the gaming industry because of the tariffs. And it comes to us at for the low, low price of $449. The original Switch was $299. Oh, video games!
Let's go!
Oh, that's the Mario guy. Oh, yeah. Oh, Donkey Kong. I remember Donkey Kong. Oh, yeah, shooting. Roller coaster. Oh, I like the music. Oh, there's a camera. Oh, yes, of course, so others can play along. Oh, yes. Keeping your kids occupied for hours and hours on end. And for adults at work who really would rather be doing something else. Looks good. Graphics are pretty good for a little handheld game. Molly says, I'm not sure. I'm not getting it. It's $500. $500. Look at the games. Oh, there it is. Ooh, Switch, the Nintendo. Nintendo Switch 2. I'm excited.
This
$500. So while the world is talking about the Nintendo Switch, I've still got my memories. Christmas of 1987. Please, Jesus and Santa Claus, work together to bring me what I always wanted. My own Atari game. Today's kids play with the Atari game. What happens when you expose them to old people? Technology.
Oh, it's a TV.
This is a weird remote. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, it's a game.
Video game.
Batman.
I saw these games from the movie.
Do you open this up?
Hold on, I don't want to break the case.
Move over, Nintendo.
Do I need to put something in?
You don't know gaming. This is gaming old school. Make it work, guys. Fire it up. Let's go. Come on out. Put the cartridge in and turn it on. It's easy. Put the cartridge in. Oh, my God. They can't figure out how to use it.
Can you get this on?
This is... Move this around.
Oh, it's on.
Oh, it looks old.
The universe is yours.
Goodbye.
Look at those amazing graphics.
No, go up. Aw.
What? Well, I don't get this.
I think I would need a friend, please.
Where am I?
What are you supposed to do?
What are you supposed to do?
How do I move? It's hard.
If you were in the 80s, would this be fun for you?
No, I would just pick up a book, sit in a chair, and read all day.
Oh, that hurts. That hurts. I would just pick up a book instead of playing an Atari game? Well, excuse me, I'll have you know I was the Pac-Man Grand Champion of the world in 1988. Chomp, 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 chomp. Eep, 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 chomp, chomp, chomp. Oh, yeah. I remember the time that I actually got to meet Ray Parker Jr. He was a struggling musician at this time. He's trying to write a song for this new movie called Ghostbusters, and I was playing Pac-Man, and he's like, are you going to help me with this song? And I said, look, I'm busy playing a video game. And he says, what are you playing? And I said, I'm playing Pac-Man. He's like, whoa, watch out, those ghosts are going to get you. And it was at that time, I said to him, I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I never saw Ray Parker Jr. again after that. It was like a light bulb came off in his head. As soon as I said to him, hey, are you not going to watch me play Pac-Man anymore? Coming up Saturday, Kathleen Lagasse is there for her creative evening of art. Create your own unique paddle with the Studio Fine Art. Saturday yoga sessions with Shane Robbins every Saturday in June at 3 o'clock. There's a scavenger hunt with some great prizes, gift cards on Monday, June the 9th. Check out elkhornresort.mb.ca for a calendar of events. People who shop there with co-op numbers are the owners of the co-op. So sign up. Get yourself a co-op number today. Be a part of the co-op movement. Heritage Co-op, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Amiota Co-op, too. And Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. They are Westman's number one EV dealership. If you can cut gas bills out of your budget, how awesome would that be? There's tax incentives, lower maintenance, lots of reasons to check out an EV. When you are ready for some more information or ready for a fun test drive to give one a rip, remember my friends at Westman's number one EV dealership, that's Murray GM in Brandon. It's Ketchup Day. Yay! Ketchup, hot or cold ketchup when you're putting it on the food. I didn't realize this was such a contentious debate.
They believe ketchup should be served at room temperature, but in a nod to those who like it cold, Heinz is coming out with this. It's called cold ketchup. It's specially designed for those who like their ketchup cold. It's a new label, Heinz says, that turns blue when it's icy cold. Heinz did a survey, though, and they found that nearly half, just under half of Canadians say they eat it cold. 1 in 5, though, argue that ketchup must be consumed at room temperature. I think it does taste better at room temperature, but I would worry about the bottle, you know, getting some bacteria growth.
Same. That's why I put it in the fridge.
All those crazy people keeps their ketchup outside of their fridge. What's wrong with you? Put your ketchup in your fridge. What kind of weird things have you seen people put ketchup on? I like cold ketchup, and I like it best on my grilled cheese sandwich. I can't have a grilled cheese sandwich without ketchup. It's mandatory. French fries, I prefer seasoning salt. Bobby says that ketchup on eggs or French toast. I think ketchup on eggs is not weird. I think ketchup on eggs is fine. It gets up there with French fries. But on pancakes, what are you doing? No. Nick has a problem on KD. We talked about that yesterday. Canadians eat more Kraft dinner than any other people on the planet, including our American friends. With ketchup, that's a big no-no. However, Tosh says pierogies. That's a little weird, but considering that a lot of ketchup is put on French fries, it's a potato product, it's not a big stretch. Janine says on steak, can't you go to prison in some provinces if you put ketchup on steak? That's a big no-no. Julie says rice. I love it on rice. Ketchup on rice. Oh, goulash. Have you ever had goulash before? It's like this concoction of rice, a little bit of cabbage, and a little bit of ground beef in it. Hey, we should have had that on our Po Food Show. That's pretty good. It's lots of rice, a little bit of ground beef or pork, and then some cabbage in there. It's like a lazy cabbage roll. You smother that baby in ketchup and oh my God. Dana says some people she knows put ketchup on crackers. Caleb says, my sister eats ketchup sandwiches. Are you kidding me? Just ketchup in the sandwich? I could do that toasted, though, maybe. Lindy says grilled cheese and tomato soup works, so it makes sense. Derek says sriracha on eggs is good, but no Kraft dinner. On my eggs, I have Valentina sauce. It's my Mexican ketchup. Very good. Loretta says, why do they keep ketchups on tables at restaurants? Well, for you to enjoy, but guess what happens at night? They don't leave them on the table. They put them away in the refrigerator where they belong.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Ketchup. Who loves ketchup? Ketchup. Although I am more a mustard guy. And apparently in Chicago, which I think Molly has got some friends are in Chicago, apparently like they get really pissed off if you put ketchup on a hot dog there. Not that that would ever happen. Again, I'm more of a mustard and sauerkraut kind of guy. But don't all kids put ketchup on their hot dogs? And Chicago people, they'd be like up in your grill. Dallas says, I occasionally put ketchup on Lay's wavy potato chips. Ketchup on potatoes makes sense. Even pierogies, I know. We have some Ukrainians in the area, and they kind of do an eye roll. They're probably not impressed. Somebody call the food police. This is the worst one. Brandy says, pizza pops. A friend of mine, when we were teens, my cousin put it on everything. Even a roast beef dinner. I used to put it on my beef, too. I'm not going to lie. But a pizza pop? How dare you? How dare that person ruin the culinary delight? Pierogies, I'm fine with. French fries, eggs, even your chips, whatever. Grilled cheese, of course. But pizza pops? Possibly one of the greatest creations ever known to mankind? There is a special place in hell for people who wreck pizza pops. Pizza pops. I worship at the altar of Pillsbury. We're not worthy. We're not worthy. Put them in the microwave and don't touch them. Or the air fryer. They're good too. I prefer them in the microwave. I like the texture, the nice soft doughy texture with the molten lava inside. Cooked not too hot, not too cold. Some would say I like my pizza pops soft and warm like a nice comfy cozy pillow. Could eat like 100 of those things to put ketchup on it. Ugh. And destroying it. It's like taking a Lamborghini to Manitoba on the roads in January. Why would you do such a thing? Such a beautiful car. Such cold weather, huge potholes, ice, snow. Not enough clearance. That would be a disaster. You would never do such a thing. So no. The answer is no. And we're going to change the subject because I'm upset. Ketchup on pizza pops. Now I've heard it all. You know, while we were talking Po Food earlier this week, it is to this day, pizza pops they're like the Costco hot dog. They have not really moved with inflation, which is curious to me. So the Costco hot dog has been $1.50 for decades. When inflation had everyone like held their breath and said, oh my God, the Costco hot dog's going to be $3, $4. No, they kept it $1.50. I can still buy a four-pack of pizza pops for $3, $4 at the store. And I remember in high school going to like our little corner store or the pool hall or the arcade or whatever, and you'd buy pizza pops, single sale pizza pops for $1 each in 1991. So four pizza pops would cost obviously $4. And I can still get four pizza pops 30 years later for the same price. It tells me that they're probably not a health food. It tells me that I'm going to die. There's some kind of preservatives in there. So shake up an ounce of vodka with 2 cups of water and a touch of dish soap in a spray bottle and spritz the solution all over weeds on a sunny day. They'll soon wither and die, making them easier to yank out and reducing their chances of spreading all over your garden. So yes, you heard right. Vodka with 2 cups of water and a touch of dish soap in a spray bottle, and you can spray that on your weeds. Do I put it on my plants? Apparently not. Apparently you want to put this on plants you want to kill, but it'll help your plants. So I guess we're not feeding our turnips liquor after all. I was excited about that. I thought, oh, look at me. However, I'd heard that one time that that vodka was good if you ever buy somebody flowers, like for Mother's Day or birthday, or I screwed up and here's a dozen roses, and they start to turn a little bit, like an ounce of vodka apparently in the vase kind of perks them right up. They're just like, oh, we're going to party a little bit more. Weeds, generously, the liquor and dish soap mixture robs them of a protective layer and sunlight destroys them. So, hey, there you go. Homemade weed killer. Scratches, dents, they'll take care of it. MPI and SGI accredited for hail claims. Please remember Auto Fashion if you run into problems with auto body issues. Or if you just love your car. AutoFashion.ca, see everything they can do for you. 255 17th Street North, behind Lee's Buffet and Best West Pet Foods. Hey, today is sausage roll day. And if you want a good sausage roll made with 100% Manitoba pork, you have to go see my friends at Kuiper's Family Bakery. Cinnamon buns, the best hot dog and hamburger buns on the planet. Stop by and visit Kuiper's Family Bakery today. 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner, next to Tasty's. And Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick, GMC Certified Service Express, the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show. They make a donation to the Helping Hands, Samaritan House, and the Bear Clan every time you go to get your oil changed. In the world of travel, the United States is going to enact its largest travel ban in history. 19 nations will be essentially closed off from the United States effective Monday. Monday at midnight Eastern time, these countries will not be allowed to send citizens to the United States for pretty much any reason. The excuse being given is that they do not have proper vetting at their end for travelers, which could cause a security risk, apparently. So the countries that are affected by this include Afghanistan, Burma, Chad, the Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea. I'm not sure. I couldn't find that on the map. Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. It also imposes severe limits, not restrictions, but limits on Burundi, Cuba, Laos, Sierra Leone, Togo, Turkmenistan, and Venezuela. So this is making some big news in the travel world because obviously that will mean there won't be the need for any flights to be coming or going from the United States to those particular countries. These 19 governments fail information sharing and identity management tests, and visa overstays are in a high number for these. So the example given, Somalis overstay student visas at 70% and Chadian tourists overstay about half the time. The only exemptions will be NATO personnel, dual nationals, and diplomats will be allowed. Likely to stay in effect until the end of the Trump presidency. Molly says, it's just open racism to me. Is there any country that I can get to that's kind of like a back door that I can kind of land in that particular country and then sneak in somehow? Is there any? Well, there's two doors into America. One is in the South, and that door is locked pretty tight. Don't think I'm getting in there. Where's the other door? Oh, it's in the North. They love the world. They're happy just to see everyone. It's hugs and kisses for all. Oh, that sounds good. I think I'll go to that one. So it's likely to mean even more questions at the border. It means for those of us that are the law-abiding citizens that are just, you know, doing whatever, trying to get down to do a little shopping or get away or visit friends or hit Disneyland or whatever, could mean more scrutiny at our border. And so then we're going to be under some intense scrutiny because of it. So this takes effect on Monday. Headley's Health Hut at 1314 Richmond Avenue is the place to go for vitamins, herbs, local products, gifts, clean beauty, sugar-free, gluten-free items, and the Health First flyer begins today. And Win Back Wednesday, I love that because up to $500 in receipts, you could win your purchase back on Win Back Wednesday. 1314 Richmond Avenue, formerly at the Shoppers Mall location. I had the beef and bacon sandwich, I call it. It's got an official name, the beef and bacon sandwich. I even said that at the drive-thru. I'll have that beef and bacon sandwich. I'm not sure what you're talking about. Oh, the Supreme Stack. The Supreme Stack. Oh, my God. Is it ever good? Tall stack of seasoned steak, double smoked bacon, caramelized onions, cheddar, matzah, and Monterey Jack cheeses. A creamy peppercorn sauce on a potato bun. If you want a great lunch, check that out at your local Tim Hortons store. 10 locations to serve you in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. Lindy says, cruise night downtown. See you there. Oh, that's right. It's cruise night tonight. Let's go see the classic cars. And you know, the nice thing about classic cars is you can still hotwire them. Like, they're not these push-button cars that are impossible to steal. Classic cars are really easy to hotwire. Lindy, what's your make and model? I've got my pliers here and my... I'm not encouraging theft. I'm joking. I've got a classic car now. It's fantastic. Police? What police? Just give me your car. You guys enjoy the fair. Enjoy cruise night. Have fun. Enjoy the classic cars. We shall see you again tomorrow for more food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. Have a great Thursday, guys. We'll see you for a fantastic Friday and the start of the weekend tomorrow at 7. Take care.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/RedCircle, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/RedCircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/RedCircle.